AM 920 and 101.7 FM KWAD, CJ Baumgartner on this Monday, the 20th of March. It's 8:27 and 15 degrees in downtown Wadena. Happy first day of spring. We welcome in Wadena Mayor George Dice. Hey, George, welcome back onto the program.
Hey, CJ, good to be back again.
Yeah, happy spring. Doesn't it just feel like springtime outside?
It feels like spring. I could have swore I saw some tulips popping up somewhere, but maybe not.
You know, maybe. Just if we dig through the snow, we might be able to find one.
Yep.
So what's going on, George, over at the City Hall? What's going on with the city of Wadena lately?
Well, a lot of stuff has been happening as far as events. Over the weekend, of course, the hospital had their grand opening. I attended that. Beautiful facility. Snow removal. Give a shout out to the people that run the snow plows. They've done a great job this year. I was actually conversing with a couple of mayors over the last couple of weeks, and one that does the St. Cloud mayor that does a radio broadcast similar to this, and he talked about potholes and pigeons. I thought that was pretty interesting. Apparently, they have a really bad pigeon problem down there. I mean, we've got pigeons flying up around on these roofs, but apparently they've got a really bad one. And potholes this year are, it's the nature of the beast. You get these freeze thaws. It's absolutely the worst condition. So people that think Wadena is the only town that's got potholes in it, there's a lot more towns and a lot bigger potholes.
And a lot more pigeons, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. So Highway 10 project that's coming up in 2025, they're still working on preliminary drawings and stuff. They hope to have the latest and greatest one online here in about a week and a half on the MnDOT website. It'll be a good thing for Wadena. A lot of people are saying it won't be, but it will be a good thing. I've kind of kept track now, trying to get on the Highway 10. Like if you're out toward Miracles or even at one of the stoplights and you want to turn to get out of town one way or the other, you. It's a lot to try to cross traffic when we get that extra lane in there, it'll make a world of difference.
Sure. And for those who don't know, maybe just explain kind of quickly, if you can, just what the project is and just kind of what all it entails or what you know so far.
Okay. So what the project is to complete the four lane on Highway 10. Right now, it's the only section that is not four lane on that entire highway is the section just on the east side of Wadena to the section just on the west side of Wadena. And I actually talked to one of our representatives that was at the Estera opening, and he said, this is going to be a good thing. He said, this should have been done years ago. And I said, yeah. So the four lane will be completed. The inner part of town where they did a lot of the work here a couple of years ago, that they won't do any work. So if you go as far as on the other side of the barbecue smokehouse, over to the other side by County 4. Nothing will be changed there. It'll just be restriped. Sure. So right now there's some shoulders. Those shoulders will just become the next lane. But the rest of the way out, the four lane will be completed. There is talk that there's going to be a roundabout on each end of Wadena. And part of that is for speed control. And that's another thing I noticed too. And when you're trying to turn on, and people are rolling into town at a pretty high speed, it's difficult to get across traffic also. To go along with that, there are going to be some accesses that are closed to businesses. But there also are going to be a couple, three that are opened up in different locations and like some frontage roads put in and stuff. So the flow of traffic locally still should be good. And then to go along with this project on Highway 10 will be the reconstruction of 71 from about just north of the water tower to the end of town. And that'll be a full left-right turning lane in the center all the way out of town. And there'll be a walking path from about where the current hospital sets out past the Walmart corner and stuff, where people will be able to walk and bike without being on the shoulder road on 71.
Sure.
Which, yeah. which is a safety thing, too. So
mm-hmm. A lot of big road projects coming up in the next coming years. When did you say those? The time frame for when those projects would start would be, so, George?
2025.
Yes.
And it sounds like they're all going to maybe happen at start at the same time. So we'll see.
That's 2025's problem, right?
Yep. Yep.
Or 2025's, we'll cross that bridge when we get to
That's
it.
That's right.
Exactly. So what else is going on in the city of Wadena, George?
The library, we're getting really close. The final shelving that we've been kind of having problems with is here. There's some hardware that's got to come, and we've got to get it lined up with the person that's doing the installation. He had a date set aside to do it. And then the shelving got delayed a couple, 3 days, and he moved into another project. So he's going to get here as soon as he has an opening. So, honest to God, this thing has gone on for a long time, and I really wanted to get into that building. But I know it's going to be in April, which may be a good thing, too. It'll be warmer and stuff.
Yeah, a little less snow on the ground. That's the hope, right?
Yep. So, that's about it. I mean, the businesses... A lot of stuff happening, music events, the pub crawl the other night, the chamber, follow them on Facebook, go to their website and stuff. They're doing a great job of keeping the citizens informed, which is what you need, and working to not have events overlapping. If you can, look at a calendar and try to make it work.
We're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice. He comes in on Mondays to give us a little update on what's going on with the city of Wadena. Great to have you in studio, George, and a lot of busy stuff, a lot of important stuff happening in the city, so we appreciate you taking some time and talking with us this morning.
Yep. And the only thing else I want to share is a comment was made by me the other day. A person said, well, if I was mayor, this is what I would do. So I thought about that, and we actually have an organizational flow chart for the city of Wadena, and the very top thing is the voters. Next thing down is the mayor and the council. And then off the side of that, you've got all your library board, your parks board, your WDA, Housing and Redevelopment, and Planning Commission as committees that work on projects. A lot of those committees have citizens on them, not just council members, but also citizens that help with it. Then the flow chart works its way down to the city attorney, who handles all of the legal aspects of the city, and then it moves over to the city administrator. And from the city administrator, Kim, it works its way down to the department heads. And our department heads are pretty seasoned, a lot of them. They've been here a long time. Makes things work a little bit better. Just a shout out to them, Utilities Superintendent Dan, David, Public Works Director Dan, Chief of Police Naomi, Liquor Store Manager Tim, Golf Course Manager Kevin, Maslowski Manager Lisa, Cody in the Fire Department, Dean in the WDA and Planning, and then, of course, the Administrative Office with all the gals and Lloyd that works in there. And so it's a pretty good group of people to work with, and they do the best job they can to keep this city going, growing, without overwhelming taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of good stuff, and like you said, a lot of people putting in a lot of hard work and hours to make the city run smoothly. So we appreciate the time, George, and look forward to talking with you again.
You bet. I just want to share one other thing, too. Listening to the basketball tournaments that you were broadcasting, the wife and I both had a wonderful time. We can't get to everything, so we listen to them when we can. And you did a great job of broadcasting.
Awesome. Thank you, George. Appreciate the compliment. We appreciate covering all those games as well. One of the big reasons we do this whole radio thing, is to help you guys listening as well. So appreciate the time, George, and we look forward to talking with you later.
Thank you. Have a good week.
There goes Wadena Mayor George Dice, part of our Mondays with the Mayor segment on KWAD. If you missed any part of this interview, head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, also the KWAD Facebook page. You can hear the full interview with George.